This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today. This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
Everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues. If you have time to pursue a hobby, if you have time to do anything in your life, you can better yourself. And here's one way you never better yourself. When you come up with excuses for why other people are successful and you're not. Everybody has a hard road. I wanted to jump out a window several times during my young life. We all go through hard times. We all go through depression. We all do go through doubt and moments in your life where it's really difficult. That is what makes you a person. And those difficult moments are what build your character. Show me a great man who's the son of a great man. Kids that are born billionaires, you're never going to be a self-made person. You have a backup trust for your trust, and you're f***ed, man. I don't understand when people say they're bored, because if I had the time to live 100 lives, I'd be speaking different languages, I'd be living in different countries, I would try a number of different careers, because I think there's a lot of unbelievably fascinating, puzzling, complex things that you could study in this world. Mm. That's just me and my personality. Well, I was involved in martial arts very early. Yeah. And I think that is one of the things that motivated me to explore difficult tasks. Because through difficult tasks, you learn an incredible amount about yourself. And through the fire of competition, you get to understand motivation. You get to understand the resistance that you have inside your mind to doing hard work. You get to understand the rewards of discipline. Like, you don't truly appreciate relaxation unless you've worked hard. And that is the yin and the yang of life. And I've said this to the point of people getting sick of it, but one of the worst decisions a man can make, I can only speak for men, obviously, is to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should try to be comfortable. I think what you should try to do is try to earn comfort. Mm-hmm. And if you can get a day off where you've worked hard, and you've accomplished goals, that day off will be so sweet. Probably should relax more than I do, but I...
This episode sponsored by Head Shop. For smokers everywhere, 420 is basically a holiday, and headshop.com is celebrating with their biggest sale of the year. Right now, the 420 sale is live, with up to 50% off hardware across the site. That means huge savings on vaporizers, bongs, dab rigs, pipes, and the gear you actually want. If you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your setup, this is it. Go to headshop.com now and shop the 420 holiday sale to save up to 50% while it lasts.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.
Never feel like I earned it, but that's part of the reason why when I do feel like I earned it, I can enjoy it. It's because I am more connected to the idea that I need to accomplish things for anybody else's benefit other than my own, or anybody else's approval other than my own. I just, when I have a task, whether it's today I'm going to write 1,000 words, you know, or 2,000 or whatever the number is. If I don't do that, I write things down. Like I'll write down a list of things that get accomplished that day. And if I don't accomplish that, I'll get sick. If I can't fill out that list, that drives me nuts, you know, but that's what led me to be a championship level martial artist. It's the reinforcement of those goals, like understanding that you can achieve those goals. It's going to be difficult. You're going to push through the difficulty, and then you're going to understand what difficulty truly is and how much of it is just mental, how much of it is just in your mind, this adversity to difficult task or to struggle. You know, and a lot of people have that. They're scared. They're scared of complications. They're scared of failure. Failure is a big one that people are afraid of, but failure is one of the most important things you could ever have as far as like the motivation to do things differently. One of the reasons why I think that I'm good at friendships and relationships is because I've failed at them in the past. One of the things that I'm good at comedy is because I've bombed on stage. One of the reasons why I'm good at work is because I've been a shit worker in the past. And I know the feeling of failure, the feeling of shame, of being like a weak, non-motivated, lazy person. That's a weak feeling. You don't respect yourself. You know, and I have this phrase that I use all the time to people to try to motivate people. I say that be the hero in your own movie. Pretend that if your life was a movie and your life started now, what would the hero do? What would the person that you respect do? What would the person that you admire, person that inspires you, what would they do? And if you do that, you slowly build momentum. You like, today I did what I wanted to do. Today I started a class in yoga. I did this. I did all these things that I was saying I wasn't going to do. And now I feel momentum. And momentum is a very important point in people's lives. That's why some folks don't like to take days off, because they feel like they're losing momentum and they sort of have to restart the wheel up again.